chosen ones, the gun is good.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I'm your host, James Ryan, and I survived John Borman's 1974 movie, Zardoz. I'll get into that in just a little bit. I did not get to see A Taste of Things during the week. I was planning on going to the movie theaters to see that. So instead, I will talk about another film, one of my favorites of the last 10 years, one I might have mentioned on the podcast before, but I will start off today talking about my Ebert pick of the week. This is a movie that Roger Ebert ended up giving 4 stars to, and that is Easy Rider. This movie came out in 1969, stars Peter Fonda, who is the son of Henry Fonda, and then it also has Dennis Hopper, who actually directs this movie. And it has a very, very early performance of Jack Nicholson's. It might have even been his first. This is a movie that Roger Ebert really, really liked. A lot of people at the time did not. They thought the movie was somewhat aimless, didn't really tell a cohesive story, and it doesn't. It's about these two motorcycle gang members and their adventures across the United States, where they end up, the interactions they have. There's one particularly memorable scene that really was difficult to watch towards the end of the film, involving all three of the characters in this movie, and I just really, really enjoyed it. I was not expecting, or I guess it was a movie where I just really didn't know where it was going to go, because it just really is about these two guys just traveling and their lives, and when they come across Jack Nicholson's character, a lot of things changed. I didn't end up reading all of Roger Ebert's review yet. I probably will soon. But yeah, he really just really enjoyed the characters. He pointed out like the biggest things for him were the performances. And I would say that is probably the reason to check this one out. Before I get into Zardoz, I am going to just mention a movie that I think is, like I said just a few minutes ago, one of the best of the last decade, and that is Hell or High Water. This movie stars Jeff Bridges and Chris Pine. It is a movie about, and Ben Foster's in it as well. It's about these two bank robbing brothers, and you figure out exactly why they are doing what they are doing pretty early on, and it is kind of this cat and mouse game between the sheriff, played by Jeff Bridges, and the two brothers, played by Ben Foster and Chris Pine. Has an absolutely fantastic soundtrack. It is one of those movies that really sticks with you. I think it absolutely nails the ending. It's going to be a movie that you are really, really wanting to know what's going to happen next. It has very few, if any, lulls whatsoever. And those lulls might be even a little bit welcome, because some of the action sequences are just so intense. And you find yourself rooting for these brothers, even though they are breaking the law. And yeah, it's just absolutely fantastic. Can't say enough good things about it. Definitely worth checking out. On to 1974's Zardoz. It was originally supposed to star Burt Reynolds, but he declined due to illness. And Sean Connery was just wrapping up his work on the James Bond series and kind of wanted to reinvent himself. This is a film that was filmed entirely in Ireland, a film that makes little to no sense. I will read just a little bit of the log line so you can get an idea of what this is. So it's this post-apocalyptic world. There's these barbarians known as the Brutals, and they worship this giant stone idol whose name is Zardoz. And anyway, these barbarians are trying to grow food for these people called the Eternals. And Sean Connery plays Zed, who is one of these barbarians. And he kind of just, like, in the course of his adventures, seems to ignite this kind of revolution or this battle between the Brutals and the barbarians known as the Brutals and the Eternals. That is as I don't know. I can't really explain this film super well because it is just so far out there. There are actually some really interesting sci-fi elements. One, that if you commit any sort of crime, that you were you're aged. So you don't actually, I think your like organs and everything doesn't age, but from the outside, it looks like you have aged 5 or 10 years, depending on the severity of your crime. I thought that was kind of interesting. And there were things like that that stuck out. But for the most part, this film is just an absolute mess. I was entertained. I'll say I was entertained, but is definitely not the easiest of watches. It was on the Criterion Channel for a minute. It is no longer. But it is a movie that I had been meaning to watch for quite some time. Just people talk about it when they talk about kind of sci-fi gone awry. But like, again, John Boorman, he swung for the fences here. He definitely didn't get anywhere close, but he got a couple of good singles in there. He might have got a double or two. But yeah, it's an absolute mess. Just an insane film. There is not much else I can say about it. I can't really describe, because every sequence, every scene is just like, what? And it is really hard to kind of piece together the storyline of what is happening. It's very, very confusing the entire time. But like I said, some of the things John Boorman was able to come up with were at least entertaining and, I don't know, original. But yeah, for the most part, this is definitely like one of those movies you should probably skip unless you are interested in or love Sean Connery and want to watch all the films that are a part of his filmography or something. Wow. Zardoz. I made it through, but it was definitely a challenge. So the films for next week, I am 100% going to the movie theater. So I'm going to be seeing Christopher Nolan's Tenet. This remains the only Christopher Nolan movie that I have not seen. So I'm excited that I get to see it in a movie theater. So I'm seeing that on Sunday. The Ebert movie is Atlantic City from 1980. And I don't know anything about this movie. It is just in my Roger Ebert, The Great Movies, Volume 3. So that is the next one. And that's what I'm primarily going to be working through. I've seen all the movies that are part of Volume 1 and 2. Trying to wrap up. I'm in the A's still. But I'm trying to finish Book 3 so I can eventually get to Book 4. And then the obscure film that I picked, I hope I pronounced this right. Let's see if all my years of French... A New La Liberté. I don't know anything about this film whatsoever. It is another book that I'm working through, and that's the Book of Movies from the New York Times. It is 1,000 films that one should see. So I am making my way through that. It's something like, I think I went through all 1,000 films over the weekend. I'd only seen maybe 300 of them. So I'm a super, super excited about this book because there's just a lot of obscure movies and international movies that I have just not heard about or not seen. So this is going to be one of those. So yeah, that is the obscure one. Maybe it's not obscure to some cinephiles, but it is obscure to me. So I think that is going to do it for today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will be back next week talking about 3 new films. Thank you for tuning into today's episode, and I hope you can join me next week.
We all believe we've run into the burning building. But until we feel that heat, we can never know.